minds and our understanding.
Yes.
To fully apprehend.
Amen.
The meaning of the priesthood.
Right.
And how we should practice it today.
Amen.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices to God our Father.
Right.
How much we need your help.
Amen.
As our great high priest today. To train us to be the priesthood to perform the true worship.
Amen.
Do help each one of us.
Amen.
Need your help.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Before we go on, let us turn again to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer us spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
But
you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, Peter... Peter is quite clear, very simple, and just quoted what the Lord told Moses in Exodus chapter 19. This is not a new revelation that Peter received. And Peter, in this situation here, did not have to repeat everything, right? Because his quotation should bring us back to Exodus. And it's very normal, very logical. Right? He's not just telling us something new. But it shows us that God's plan has never changed. Either in the Old Covenant days with the nation of Israel, or with us today in the New Testament age, God's plan remain the same. So when God told his people after they came out of Egypt, immediately God didn't waste any time right there by Sinai. God told them, if you will listen to my word and do whatever I commanded you to do, you shall be to me a special treasure, and you shall be for me a nation, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. Right? So this is God's plan. God didn't just want to have a group of people having a nice meeting, you know. God wanted to have a nation. A nation is a kingdom. And God himself wanted to be their king. But the problem at that time is, during the time of Samuel, the people wanted a king just like any other nations. Just like today. We don't want Christ as our head. We want to have somebody else as our head. We want somebody great to the apostle, or the apostle of the apostle, or I don't know what they call themselves. We just want some other people to be our head, okay? Catholic want their pope. State churches want their bishop. And we want our pastors, and then some people want their elders, and my goodness, nobody wants Christ anymore. Nobody wants the Lord anymore. They all want to replace Christ with somebody else that they can see, they can touch, and they can hear. Somebody that can give them a good message, somebody that, I don't know what. at that time they rejected God to be their king. What about today? It's the same, right? So you have to realize today the church is not only a group of people, not just a building where we meet together, it's the nation, the holy nation, the kingdom. And Christ is our unique king. We have all listened to him. And actually, when Christ was on this earth, the Lord already told Peter, James, and John, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." Not Moses, not Elijah, but hear him. Because we always like to hear something else and then somebody else. And so now we should stop doing that. Come back to the living Word of God. So you can see God's purpose never changed. Right? And this is why, again, in verse 9, it is a quotation of Exodus chapter 19. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people, a treasure." Right? So Peter says we are a royal priesthood, kingly priesthood. This too, like we saw this morning, belongs together. The kingship and also the priesthood. Now, in order to really put that into your mind, to convince you that this is really God's way, this is the normal God's way, okay? Normal way of God. During the time when God took his people out, led his people out of Egypt, did he use any prophet to bring them out? No, he didn't use prophet. Firstly, he used Moses. He used two people. Number one, he used Moses. And Moses is a type of Christ as our king, the kingship. He represents the kingship. And then he also used Aaron, right? And Aaron represents the priesthood. Aaron and his sons, right, represent the priesthood. These are the two normal, what do you call it? Ministry, I don't want to call it ministry. The two offices, the two main offices that God uses, or he used during the time to bring his people out of Egypt. Okay? And then when they were in Babylon, again, God brought them out of Babylon back to Jerusalem, right? You know the history. I don't need to repeat the history. I think the young people also know, right? So, coming out of Babylon, God used number one, Zerubbabel. E-L? I'm not sure. Is the spelling is right? Doesn't matter, okay? Never mind. Zerubbabel. Right? And number two, he used Joshua, the high priest. So Zerubbabel was the governor. He was the governor. So again, he represents the kingship. He's the governor. Right? Again, you have these two. And Joshua was the high priest. So again, you have the matter of the priesthood here. Two things. This is very important for us to see. And in the book of Hebrews, the two most important person that really was brought out in the book of Hebrews is who? Moses and Aaron. Right? Everybody who knows the book of Hebrews will tell you Christ was compared to Moses, who was faithful in all of God's house, and Moses represents the kingship. And then Aaron represents the priesthood. But now, our Lord Jesus, He is the real Moses, and He is greater than Aaron. He is the priest, great high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. And now, we see in the book of Hebrews, both of these were joined together in the person of Christ. Even Melchizedek, in chapter 7, the name Melchizedek, number one, means the king of righteousness. And because he is the king of Salem, Salem means peace, so he is also the king of peace. Right? So he is a kingly priest. Our great high priest is a king. So you can really see these two are joined together. And in Zerubbabel and Joshua, let us maybe turn to Zechariah, okay? Second to the last book of the Old Testament, right? Yeah. Let us go there. Chapter 6. You all know Zerubbabel and Joshua, right? Okay. Oh, I might as well go to chapter 4. First of all, right, this is the word of God to Zerubbabel. I want to... Don't worry about chapter 4. I just wanted chapter 4 to see the spelling. Might as well make it right. Otherwise, it's not righteous. V-A is double V-A-B-E-L. Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a good conscience. So, you can really see Zerubbabel is definitely the governor. He is the governor representing a kingship. And Joshua is the high priest. So in chapter 3, you see Joshua as the great, as the high priest. Chapter 4, then you have Zerubbabel. Right? And now in chapter 6, let me read to you, you can all follow, beginning in verse 9, right? Okay, let's take verse 11, and otherwise we'll be reading too much. Take the silver and gold and make an elaborate crown, a glorious crown, nice, wonderful crown, and set it on the head of
Joshua.
What?
Joshua?
No. Lord, you made a mistake. You should put the crown on the head of Zerubbabel, right? Why would you put it on the head of Joshua? Somebody made a mistake there, did he? Do you think God made a mistake? No, God will not make a mistake. And set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest. Amazing, right? I would think it's on the wrong head. And then thus says the Lord of hosts, so it cannot be wrong, because it was the Lord who said it. Behold, the man whose name is Branch, now this Branch is referring to the Lord Jesus. It's no longer Joshua, but actually the Lord is the real Joshua, okay? Behold, the man whose name is the Branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. So the temple of the Lord is important. because the Lord will build the temple of the Lord. And he shall build, yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory. He shall sit and rule on his throne, so he shall be a priest on his throne. And the counsel of peace shall be between them both, both Zerubbabel, the kingship, and the priesthood. Praise the Lord. So, you really need to see now, even here, in the book of Zechariah, these two together now is combined in the man called the branch. And this branch is the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you might like to ask me a question. I'll help you to ask me a question. What about the prophets? Right? There's so many prophets. Great prophets, minor prophets, right? So many prophets. What about them? Did now the Lord use the prophets too? Yes, the Lord did use the prophets. But the prophets are there because of trouble. Because of all the problems among God's people. Right? So when you lost the kingship and the priesthood, when the kingship and the priesthood are fallen, 堕落, 问题来了, kingship and the priesthood were corrupted, then the Lord has to use the prophet to be a remedy for the situation. But they are not what God really originally planned. That's why all the prophets are not very popular, because they always spoke the truth, what God is going to do to judge the people. So everybody hates the prophets. Nobody loves the prophets. They're not very popular. You like to be popular? Don't be a prophet. Unless you be a false prophet. Then you'll be popular, okay? But if you're a real prophet, nobody likes you. Because you speak what God wanted to speak to his people. And usually when a prophet speaks, it is judgment. Right? So, it has to be in your mind, all of you in your head, that kings and priests, it is the normal offices ordained by God for his people. Yeah. I hope that this will stick in your mind. And this is why in the book of Revelation, God's plan is to make you a king and a priest. I cannot emphasize this enough. Because I know it's difficult. Right? Wow, I'm going to be king, really? Grace, you're going to be a king? Are you sure? A king? Right? You like to be a king? You're just a little sister. How can you be a king, right? You will think like that. How can you be a king? Right? Hey, you believe you're going to be a king? Yeah? She's not very convinced yet. I know it's very difficult. Even for a brother to sing, you're going to be a king. Do you believe that? You see. But he wasn't sure yet. That's why I have to pound it into his mind and his heart. No, you are going to be a king. Praise the Lord. But then today, you have to be a priest. A priest and a king. Right? Because if you don't see the whole picture, you will think, well, but some other place it says, okay, there are apostles, prophets, elders, evangelists, and all. Well, those are not the main thing.
remain the same case. Again, I say what?
Kings
and priests. Well, I'm sorry, but here.
Right? So, may the Lord have mercy. And then let's go to point B. Yeah. Right. You can read the verses yourself in Hebrews chapter 5, 4 and 6, John 7, right, and 8. It is an honor bestowed to us by God. It's an honor. Right? A prophet is just a servant sent by God. Even an apostle sent by God is a sent one to take care of matters. Right? But a priest, it is a gift of God given to Aaron and his sons. A gift. Can you imagine God gives you a gift? What do you think God will give you? A fountain pen? Definitely, if it is a gift from this great and almighty God, it must be something great and wonderful, right? So, the matter of the priesthood, it says, is a gift, an honor given to Aaron and his sons. It is a privilege. Yeah. And it is not just given to a few people today in the New Testament time. God actually wanted to have a nation of priests. But unfortunately, I want to give you an impression. Yeah? That's why it's not just your ears. You can also see it. Visual help. Right? I will leave the word priesthood here, okay? The priesthood. Originally, God wanted to have a kingdom of priests, okay? Kingdom, I'm just going to write it, of priests. That means the whole kingdom is just, not just citizens, but priests. Can you imagine, right? A whole kingdom of priests. That means everybody will have that honor to really approach God, to serve the living God as priests. This is a wonderful honor. Right? This is the original intention of God. But soon after, they started to worship the golden calf. Terrible, while Moses was up there in Mount Sinai talking to God and receiving all the instructions for the kingdom and how they are going to be the priests, people began to create another god, the golden calf, and you all know the story. God was angry, Moses came down, and Moses was mad and drew a line. And says, those who are for God come over on this side and stand on this side. And everyone drew their sword and to slay their own brethren. But don't do that today, okay? Today, the spiritual application is, do not tolerate with those who rebel against God. You must stand on God's side. And not to be taken in by natural relationship. No. Right? So, you have to stand on the side of God. That's why the Lord says, he who loves father and mother and wife and husband and children more than me is not worthy of me. This is what it meant. Right? So, because of that incident, the priesthood is now not just a kingdom, it's a tribe. From a kingdom to one tribe. This is so sad. Right? 哇，少了很多啊！哎，就是 reduced from 12 tribes to 1 tribe. Isn't that sad? So now it is the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi. So it is reduced from a kingdom of priests to 1 tribe. Then in the course of the history of Israel, people of Israel further, right, got corrupted and became idol worshippers, and many of the Levites left the temple and was unfaithful to God. And at that time, only Zadok, descendants of Zadok, was faithful and still kept the services in the temple of God. So, my goodness, it was further reduced to one family. To Yeshua, 从一国变成一族，变成一家。The descendants of Zadok. That is in the book of Ezekiel. The rest of the Levites, they cannot come near me, God says, because they were unfaithful. They follow the people to worship idols and serve them. Right? So only the descendants of Zadok can come near me and bring me the fat and the blood and the offerings. So only the sons of Zadok can serve in the inner court. The rest of the Levites can only serve in the outer court, cleaning, watch the door, cooking, a lot of activities. Christians like to have a lot of activities today, right?
Always busy.
Always busy. Yeah, that's why they're doing a lot of business. Business. So at the end, instead of being busy, they're doing business. Making gain for themselves. You're right, busy. That's why, that's where the word business comes from. Because once you are so busy, you get into the business, you'll be very busy. No more time for God. You cannot come near God anymore. So, I'm warning you, don't be too busy, eh? I'm not saying you should give up your business. But don't be so busy that you ignore the living God. That is not wise. Okay? So, now you need to see this picture. How the whole priesthood was now reduced to the family of Zadok. I'm going to write it, capitalize Zadok. Do you want to be a priest? Really? You must say, but John, there are so few of us. That's the explanation why we are so few today. Because nobody wants to be the priest. Do you? Really? It is sad, but it's the reality today. Right. I hope that you all will be encouraged to really see this wonderful picture. People don't like to do anything. You know, we Christians are so lazy. Lazy Christians. We don't want to do anything. Let the pastors do everything for us. Okay? I just give money. Yeah. The young sister brought a box of candy to me this morning here. I was just joking. Oh, maybe I have to put some money in. That's what they do. They don't want to do anything else. They want to be served. They want to be entertained. They want to listen to a nice message and sing some songs and then go home, and that's it. You don't do anything. Lazy. Nobody comes to the Lord's table prepared. That's why I said, if I confiscate all the order some books, you don't know what to do anymore. 把你们的诗歌拿走的话，你们不能聚会了。诗歌你不需要预备嘛，对不对？已经预备给你了。连要唱立即，手你一不要预备了，然后人家点一点就好了。You don't even have to prepare what song to sing. You wait for Charlie to call a hymn. So all of us are sitting here, especially we sisters, right? We sisters, we're sitting here. Oh, we'll wait for the brothers to call a hymn. Oh, my goodness. This is our habit. This is the traditional Christianity today. Even some people is teaching people, you should not read the Bible because you cannot understand the Bible. Somebody already wrote so many books and explained everything, so you just read his books. It's so easy, you cannot understand this book, so just read this book. Right? Lazy. Lazy Christians. That's why it's very difficult to change our way of thinking and our way of meeting, because you don't have to do anything. That's why nobody likes to practice the priesthood, because now you have to bring an offering to the Father. But I tell you, number one, this is an honor for you. And number two, this will really help you to grow in life. You'll be a person experiencing Christ. And number three, that will perfect you to be the king, the co-kings who rule with Christ. Now, if you don't do this, what kind of a Christian are you going to be? After 50 years, you're still sitting there listening to a message. Are you going to be that kind of a Christian? So today, we have a wonderful example of the family of Zadok, the faithful priesthood, in spite of the fall of the whole nation. The descendants of Zadok kept the service in the house of God. Right? The priesthood. Why am I saying this? I hope that all of you will appreciate the priesthood. Don't say it is so hard. Oh, no, no, no. No, don't say it's... I don't like this. No, no. Once you get into it, you will appreciate it. You will see it is really an honor. It is a gift of God given to you. Take it seriously. Learn how to practice the precept. Learn how to bring the spiritual sacrifices as offering to the Father. Learn to do it. And don't say, I'm already too old. No, don't say it. Don't say that. Nobody's too old. And don't say, I'm too young. Oh, hell. You're not too young. Nobody is too young. And nobody is too old. Okay, grace. We all have to bring an offering. You know, I have a sister. In Toronto. And after the conference this time in Toronto, all of a sudden, just a couple of months ago, I received the news
sister gave the first offering. Well, the whole church was,
I said, wow, if she can do it, everybody can do it. Anyone can do it. There will be no excuse for anybody. This is really wonderful. Yes, it may take some time. Yes, it may take some learning. But as long as you learn, you will make it. And once you start it, do it. Praise the Lord. Your spirit will be released more and more. You will become living and strengthened to do it. Even it will be a joy to bring an offering and a sacrifice in front of you. So, you see this picture here, you will realize what a wonderful privilege. And what an honor. And when the Lord comes, there in the book of Ezekiel, maybe in chapter 44, I cannot remember now which chapter, it really tells you that only the sons of Zadok, the descendants of Zadok, can come near me, can approach. Right? Did I write it there or not? Is it in there? It's not in there, right? Sorry. But anyway, it is there in the Bible. So may the Lord really open our eyes. It is a gift of service. Now if you see this, you have to realize, don't take it for granted. Do not take it for granted. It takes some time. Don't force each one to do it. No, there's no need to force each other to do it. And don't feel bad if you don't do it. Right? Because you're not used to it yet, so don't feel bad. Don't worry. It takes some time, yeah. Hey, maybe for some they can do it earlier, but hey, for others it takes a little while. Don't worry. Right? Don't compare to each other. But learn. We all have to learn to do it. And after you get into it, it will become a part of your life. And when it becomes a part of your life, you will be able to say, as Paul says, for me to live is Christ. But if you don't do it, it'll be very hard for you to say, for me to live is Christ. Right? I guarantee you, really, right? Don't ask me how I can guarantee you, but I guarantee you, at least it is the word of God. So may the Lord really be merciful to us. Now, ABC is finished. D is a little bit harder. It takes more time. Concerning the garments of the priest, let us read Exodus. No, it cannot be chapter 2. Oh, wrong, it's chapter 28. Sorry for a mistake. Please correct it. Chapter 28. Concerning the garments for the priests. Right, the garments for the priests. My, it's a whole chapter that you all must read. Otherwise you wouldn't know what to wear. The priests must wear holy garments. How can I fellowship with you about this matter? Right. In the New Testament, you have putting on Christ. Right? If we are baptized into Christ, in Galatians chapter 3, we put on Christ. Right? And in the whole scriptures it says Christ is the garment of our righteousness, a garment of our salvation. Salvation is like a garment. Righteousness is like a garment. The wedding gown is a garment. The new man is like a garment. Christ is like a garment.
Wow.
Right? You have to learn to put them on. Right? If you are going to serve, you should tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to put you on. Cover every part of my flesh. I do not want my flesh to come out. I don't want to serve according to the flesh. I don't want myself to come out. Cover my whole being with Christ. And otherwise, when you are serving the Lord and in the flesh, at the end, you will get the glory and not Christ. Yeah. You will steal God's glory. Right? You will sing, wow, your message is so wonderful. It's gold. Oh, goodness. At the end, your word becomes more important than the word of God. And the word, at the end, your Bible will be so thick because of your footnotes. And your footnotes become more important than the living word of God. You think I'm joking, eh? I'm not joking. This really happened amongst us. Right, and still going on today. No, it should not be like that. This is why, in order to serve as priests, the first thing that you have to learn is to put on the priestly garment, and not only for beauty and glory for God to see, but for your salvation, so that your flesh will not be exposed. Yourself, your flesh. This is why so many people who says they serve God, at the end they end up somewhere else. They ended up somewhere else. So, the garments is very, very important for the priesthood. Now let us read. I should have actually made more detailed outline here, but I thought it's already written there. In chapter 28, we might as well just read it. Amen. But you have to realize, please realize, you need to serve God as a holy priesthood. And without this garment, you cannot be holy. And these garments should not be defiled, especially if you read the priesthood at the end of Ezekiel, you can really see. Right? Even the priest, after they serve in the holy place, they should leave the garment there in a holy place for those garments when they go out to meet the people. Otherwise, that garment will be defiled. Right? So you can really see how much God paid attention to the matter of holiness. And when you are serving as a priest, hey, you only do what God wants, not what people want. Not what people like to hear, but you share what God wants to speak to the people. And this is what you need to really wear, the priestly garment. Now, you can really see the priestly garment here in chapter 28 for Aaron, because Aaron is the high priest. It is different than the priestly garment for the normal priesthood, for the sons. Meaning to say that Christ is the great high priest. Nobody can replace him. We are just a priest.
Our garments as priests is the same, but Christ as a great high priest has a different,
a very wonderful, glorious garments. Right? But that garment is only for the great high priest. It's not for Apostle Paul or Peter or James or John or for somebody who calls himself the apostles or the top worker or the top dog or whatever we call him. It doesn't really matter. Nobody can replace Christ as our great heavenly high priest. May you live in that.
如果有人要代替他的话，你要把他赶走，真的。Right?
So, you shall make a robe of ephod, all of blue. All of blue. Must be heavenly. All of blue. Right? There's an ephod. It is the outer part. So he started with the outer garments first. There's the outer robe. There shall be an opening for his head in the middle of it, and it shall have a woven binding all around its opening. Right? In verse 31. Oh, did I start with... No, I jumped. Okay, I went too fast. Now, let's start from the beginning, chapter 28. Take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest, Aaron and Aaron's sons. Right? And then, of course, it continues to say, so you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garment to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priests. Okay? And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, then a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, and a turban and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron, for your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as priests. And now you can continue to see concerning this ephod. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Now the gold is added. Okay? And fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. Praise the Lord. This ephod is the outer part. And the material and the thread and the colors is exactly like that of the tabernacle. What does it tell you? What does it tell you? It tells us that the service of the priesthood must correspond fully to the tabernacle. It is actually part of the tabernacle. You can never separate the tabernacle from the priesthood. And neither can you separate the priesthood from the tabernacle. They must correspond to each other. Right? And then it shall have two shoulder straps joined at its two edges. And so it shall be joined together. And the intricately woven band of the ephod which is on it shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. That means God will not use any different materials. The priesthood must be exactly the same as the glorious tabernacle. It cannot be that the tabernacle is one standard and the priesthood is another standard. Don't do that. No. Learn to serve. It's not easy to serve. On one hand, we thought it's very easy to do something for God. It's easy. But to serve as a priest is not easy. Right? And here, then, he says, you shall take two onyx stones, verse 9, and engrave on them the name of the sons of Israel, six names on one stone and six names on the other stone in order of their birth. In the order of their birth. So, that means for God, he doesn't make any difference. Right? It is according to the birth. And these are two onyx stones on the shoulder of the great high priest. And the name of the 12 tribes were engraved in it. To be the great high priest like our Lord Jesus Christ, can you imagine? He has to bear on his shoulder the burden of his entire people. Right? Of course, we are not the great high priest, but in principle, as a priest, we need to bear the saints on our shoulder. Are you willing to do that? It's not easy. You like to bear my burden? Johann, am I a burden to you? You know, actually, every one of the saints, in a way, is a burden. And who is going to bear them on their shoulder? Who is qualified to bear us on their shoulder? Christ. Christ as what? As the Savior on the cross? On the cross, he bears your sins as the Lamb of God. But a high priest, he bears you as a stone here. And it's not easy to bear the saints because the saints have so many different situations. Right? The church life, don't think the church life is easy. We need a great high priest to bear the burden of each one of us. Can you imagine that? Are you willing? I don't think any one of us is so willing. Maybe, okay, I'll just bear a few burden of just these three brothers to bear the burden of everyone. This is the job of our great heavenly high priest. And for him, you are like a precious onyx stone. Not just any kind of a stone, but the onyx stone. Engrave the name on this onyx stone. Right? And it says, like an engraving of a signet. You shall engrave two stones with the names of the sons of Israel, and you shall set them in settings of gold. How about that? Do you think everyone here in the church life is worthy to be set in settings of gold? You think you're worthy? Who is worthy here to be put on the settings of gold? Are you? Am I? No one. None of us are worthy, right? If you just put it on a setting of plastic, it's good enough. Right? Yes, it's much easier. Just put a plastic setting on a poil. What was it again? Right? It's broken, just change another one. It's so easy. Put it in aluminum, it's not so heavy. This is like this. You know, this shows how much you are worth in the eyes of this great high priest. But unfortunately for us who are the priest here, we claim we are the priest, but we don't look at each one of the saints as so precious. But our great high priest looked at each one of us. Doesn't matter whether you're the firstborn, you're the lastborn. All the names are engraved there like a very precious signet there, and putting it in a golden setting. It is very necessary, right, to treat the saints in a kingly and a precious way. This is how the Lord treats you. Right. It's not so easy to be the great high priest. But here you can really see, just one picture tells us all. So here, according to the birth, meaning to say, God doesn't make any difference at all. Right? Unlike the breastplate, each one is placed differently. Not according to birth, because it's the building. In the building, each one of us as a precious stone is different. But according to general view of the saints, do not make any difference among the saints. No preference. Yeah, don't preference, don't make between rich and poor. You're a slave and a master, and that's why it says in the new man, there is no more Jews, no more Gentiles, no more slaves, no more free men, no more this and no more that. But we, the fallen human nature, is full of bias. Fortunately, we have a great high priest who treats all the 12 tribes the same and puts them upon his shoulders and puts them in the golden settings. I cannot share enough of all these things because I have seen in the last 50 years, my goodness, like, that means one of your eyes is bigger than the other. Oh, he's a rich man like James. Please sit here. And there is a poor man who says, forget about it. You just sit anywhere, please. But here is Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. We are like this. No, our Lord is not like that. No. Right. So, may the Lord really open our eyes here. Right. You can see this is the ephod that is worn, the outer piece there. Yeah? And you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as memorial stones. Meaning to say, why do you have a memorial? You have a lot of memorial, right? Even in Dewey Boulevard, you have a special memorial there of Dr. Jose Rizal. Wow, you know, nobody forgets Jose Rizal, right? Can you forget Jose Rizal? Well, I can never forget Jose Rizal. I was born here in this country, and I went to Luneta very often before. I had a memorial. You know, you may forget many of the things in a child's life, but the Lord will never forget. Can you imagine the Lord forget about you and give you up, cast you out, scratch that name on scratch it up. I don't think the Lord would do that. But if you really, really rebellious against him in the millennial kingdom, your name will be blotted out temporarily because you're not qualified for the millennial kingdom. Right? Anyway, so Aaron also shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You know, I remember reading every epistle of Paul that he mentioned that he prayed for all the saints. He prayed for all the saints by name, every one of them, always when he prayed. How often do you pray for each one? How many saints do you have in Quezon City? You don't even know how many saints, right? Do you pray for them every day, all the time when you pray? Do you remember each name? Oh Lord, remember Karina. And of course, the whole family. Remember Albert. How about that? You pray for each one. Paul served as a priest. And in every epistle he mentioned, he prayed. And the most amazing thing is in the book of Romans at the very end, in Send the Greetings, he mentioned every name there of the saints in Rome. For me, I just say, please greet everybody. Right? Oh, how shall? Don't mention names, right? We don't mention names, just greet all the saints, right? Of course, it's better than not greeting, right? But hey, Paul greeted every family, every name. He's a real priest. His service is a priestly service. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you shall make two chains of pure gold like the braided cords and fasten the braided chains to the settings. Then you can really see why. Because now you have to make another breastplate there, just like a pocket, a breastplate. And this breastplate is 12 o'clock. Sorry, I get carried away. But you know, I just want you all to have an impression. Because how to serve as a priest, you need to take a look at this great high priest. Right? How to build a tabernacle, you need to see the pattern built by Moses. And so, without a great high priest, we have no example of how to serve. Amen. We'll talk about it later. Yeah, in sometime in the afternoon. Amen. Let's have some prayers.
Amen.
One or two prayers, please. Yeah?
Lord, thank you for your word this morning.
Amen.
You're showing us more and more the pattern of how we ought to go on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Lord, thank you that we have such a great high priest.
Amen.
From whom we can learn from.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Lord. You are our kingly great high priest.
Amen.
Thank you. You're the one who will train us and teach us.
Amen.
We pray that we would receive your word today.
Amen.
And that you would be able to impress upon us.
Amen.
What a wonderful honor you have given to us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we really see our destiny.
Amen.
To become kings and priests.
Amen.
In your coming age.
Amen.
Oh Lord, today we give ourselves that you could train us to become the holy priesthood.
Amen. Amen.